Well, the president is in London continuing his summit with NATO leaders, where, by the way, the NATO Secretary General praised the president for the work that he's done, as have others, jump-starting funding for NATO up $100 billion overall, and had some, I don't know, some a fun exchange, as far as I was concerned, with Emmanuel Macron. Said it was the best non-answer he'd heard from a politician in a long time. But while all that's going on, of course, Jerry Nadler will be heading up some sort of an impeachment hearing where they're going to bring in professors to explain to you what impeachment is and what it should be, because you're not smart enough to figure it out on your own. So it has to be explained to you so you understand why impeachment is the right thing. That's how the Democrats will spend their day. Joining me, Jessica Ditto, the Deputy Assistant to the President and Deputy Director of Communications. Jessica, good to talk to you again.
Good morning, Steve, and you summed it up very perfectly. The two perspectives, the Democrats continuing to lecture and try to undo the 2016 election, and the president on the world stage meeting with world allies and marking the 70th anniversary of the NATO alliance and calling on world leaders to step up and do what they need to do to help confront threats around the world.
Well, you know, it's surprising to me. The Democrats are going to bring in these three out of four are very left-wing professors, so they can lecture to you and I what impeachment really is, because you clearly, Jessica, are not bright enough to understand what's an impeachable offense. So they're going to explain to you why the president must be drummed out of office. You know, this is pathetic. If you have to explain to the American people why impeachment has to happen, I mean, this is about as exciting as watching paint melt. It'll be as exciting as throwing a wet towel on somebody. I mean, this is a joke. If you have to explain it to people, you're losing the argument.
Absolutely. And the fact that they entered on this path before they even saw any form of evidence or talked to any witnesses. So this has been a setup from the very beginning. They've always said they intend to impeach the president. They were just looking for a situation. The Russian hoax didn't work. So now they're on to a Ukraine phone call, which is absolutely absurd. And what's really disappointing is the fact that major action that needs to be taken by Congress is being pushed aside. So USMCA, we're still waiting on Speaker Pelosi to give the green light for that. In Michigan, it's already creating jobs, where we have the auto industry investing billions into the U.S. economy again because
Correct.
Of the promise of USMCA.
Yeah.
The first factory to have groundbreaking in Detroit in 20-plus years. So we're really seeing the effects of just the promise of USMCA, and she's delaying it for partisan reasons.
Well,
it's the NDAA, which is our military funding that never gets held up for partisan reasons. Congress respects the need to keep our defense on a reliable budget, and this is being held up. So there's so much.
Yeah, the USMCA is critical to Michigan, as you pointed out. Yeah. Jessica Ditto here, Deputy Assistant to the President, Deputy Director of Communications. Well, you were in the Oval Office with us here a few days ago when we spoke to the president about USMCA and opportunity zones
right.
and the things that are really working.
Right.
And meanwhile, we're over here watching this impeachment circus, for lack of a better term. But yeah. I got to say this about the president. He really is the real Teflon Don. And I say that because look
right.
at all of the stuff that gets thrown at him every single day. And he keeps his head
right.
down and he keeps his focus, and he's never going to be outworked ever. And
right.
so he's still getting things done. The USMCA, he hasn't been able to get to yet. But the right to try. And all these other things he put out there, you know, prison reform and tax reductions and getting rid of all sorts of regulation. These are things that are getting done in spite of the blockade by the Democrats, correct?
Absolutely. China is at the table for the first time. We have China willing to make major concessions in order to fix the trade imbalance relationship that they've had with our country. When China entered the WTO, since they've entered, we've lost 70,000 factories across this country. It's one of the reasons why the president was overwhelmingly supported, because his trade agenda is one that will fix the imbalance and end the theft and really focus on making sure that we have free and fair and reciprocal trade around the world. So there is unprecedented amounts of progress that's been made in the first 2.5 years of this administration, And then you compare that with what the Democrats have done with their time and their leadership, and they've done nothing but investigate the president. This is a complete travesty on behalf of the voters and the country, because everyone else is focused on day-to-day life, and all the Democrats want to talk about is how they can try to tear this president down. Yesterday, he talked and answered questions from the press on any subject, ranging from Iran to China to
our
relationship with our allies, and they complained about it.
They did. I couldn't believe it. I was going to say, I heard people on cable news complaining, I can't believe he's talking this. He gave you 121 minutes of time. There is no president in my lifetime that has ever given that kind of time in a single day, generally not in a single month. He is more accessible, willing to answer the questions about trade, about the issues in the Middle East, about, you know, domestic issues, about all of it. He'll sit and talk about all of it, and it's unprecedented. I do want to mention that Vice President Mike Pence is in Michigan today with three stops on the west side of the state, Portage, Holland, and Grand Rapids in Michigan, meeting with faith and community leaders. So even though the president is there, the vice president, who is very well thought of as well, is stopping in Michigan, because Michigan is, well, the New York Times got this right a few months ago. They said it's all Michigan in 2020.
Well, this president and the vice president know that there is tremendous opportunity in Michigan, that the policies of past administrations, the failed efforts to fix trade imbalances, to drive out our auto manufacturing industry, the president's working to fix that. From tax cuts to deregulation to trade to everything that he's doing to help ensure that the Michigan economy remains strong and there's new opportunity. All of this is something that the president's policies are working, and you can see it happening, and it's exciting. And this president and the vice president and this entire administration wants to work on solutions to really complex problems around the country. And they're not going to be deterred by the circus that is happening here in Washington.
Well, that's right.
So that's what really matters.
And the bottom line is this, Jessica, and I'll tell you this. Donald Trump, the real Teflon Don, will do this. He will get impeached because they're going to go down that road. And then he will get reelected by a wide margin. So he'll make history again because he can persevere over all of this noise, over all of this chaos, and he'll be just fine in the end, as will the American people, because they will vote him in by great numbers. I believe Moody's analytics on that. I'll give you the last word.
Well, I completely agree. We hope that we do not get to that place, but we also feel very confident that the American public knows what's going on. They know that this impeachment is a sham. They know that that's what the Democrats have wanted from the moment the president was elected, was to undo the 2016 election. And now they're interfering with the votes of the people for next year. The voters will decide. And what's really important is for folks to know that USMCA is on the cusp of getting passed. It's up to Speaker Pelosi. This will unleash unprecedented amount of economic growth and new opportunities with two of our largest trading partners.
Yes.
And will be such an important asset to Michigan's economy in the future. So we really are encouraged by that, but it is partisan politics. The sham impeachment process is really a distraction, and we hope that the Democrats will finally realize the mistakes that they're making.
Jessica Ditto, Deputy Director of Communications for the President and Deputy Assistant. You never want to make that call to the insurance company. I know I don't, but when you have to, you have to. I'm Steve Gruber, and that's why I trust Maurer Foster Insurance. Just recently, I had to make that call. My truck got banged up, and it needed some work. I called Maurer Foster for answers. What a relief to deal with a team of professionals that knew exactly what I needed. It took one phone call, my repairs were in motion, and now I'm back on the road. So when anyone asks me, who do I trust for insurance? That's easy. Maurer Foster Insurance in Lansing. You know, people still walk up to me and say, man, have you lost weight? I'm Steve Gruber, and I did lose weight, a lot of it. I did it with My Pure Health Solutions, formerly Nutrimost. I'm still surprised because it's been almost 2 years since I made the decision to drop the pounds. And with My Pure Health Solutions, I did it with a custom plan built just for me. And I'm so happy I did. I feel better. People tell me I look better. I lost 40 pounds. I still feel great. Find out more at GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com. That's GruberHealth.com. Believe me, if I could do it, so can you.
Hey, parents. It's hard to pick up your kids nowadays without embarrassing them.
Hi, honey.
Not in front of my friends.
Well, kiss the embarrassment goodbye with OMGPS. OMGPS is a state-of-the-art navigation system that tells you exactly how far away you need to park when you pick up your kids.
Keisha at mall. Proceed to outer food court.
But she's not at the food court. She's at the movie theater.
Exactly. OMGPS comes with patented preteen reasoning technology to pinpoint precise pickup locations and minimize embarrassment.
In 100 yards, turn off the oldies music.
Thanks, OMGPS.
OMGPS is not available in stores because it doesn't exist. But that's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Because kids in foster care don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUsKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.